Welcome to the Hateful Hitman Podcast. Brought to you by Hitman Fantasy Productions. Premier football coverage from college to NFL to fantasy and everything in between. And now, in the Hitman's Hideout, here's your host, Chris Strasbaugh.
Free agent frenzy is in full swing. Welcome into the Hateful Hitman Podcast, Season 3 premiere. I thought it'd be awesome to jump on here and talk about what's happened over the past couple of days and just touch base and just get some opinion. I'd like to welcome in Brian Wickham, my co-host for Season 3 of the Hateful Hitman Podcast. Brian, welcome in.
Hey, how you doing, Chris? Good to be here. You doing all right today?
Yeah, man. Just kind of free agent frenzy has kind of got me all in an uproar.
I know, it's been a lot of fun seeing where everybody's going.
Yeah, so we'll start at the top here with Brady most likely headed to Tampa and DeAndre Hopkins headed to Arizona. Right off the top, what's your thoughts on both those guys changing teams?
Man, I really like both spots for him, really. DeAndre Hopkins, I think, even goes up more. What was he like? I don't know, he's probably number two now behind Michael Thomas, in my opinion. Because as fast as Arizona wants to play and as many plays they've been, I mean, you know, they did good last year with Keyshawn Johnson, Demir Byrd playing at wide receiver. So now they're going to have DeAndre Hopkins there. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. And obviously they love Kenyon Drake because the next move we're just going to talk about is them, you know, sending David Johnson in that deal to Houston. And, you know, I think that brings Johnson's value up. Because he just wasn't going to be used there in Arizona at all.
Yeah, I mean, I agree 100%. They were done with him. And, I mean, it's like the worst real-life trade. But it was great for fantasy because, you know, I think David Johnson is still better than Carlos Hyde. And what did he do last year?
Oh, absolutely. And the head coach there has just absolutely been taking a beating. From everything I watched last night, everything I listened to today, he has just taken a drubbing over this trade like I've never seen before.
Yeah, he's the worst. He's the worst coach / GM, whatever, that's ever lived now. Did you see the Randall Cobb deal? That was what really put the final nail in the coffin for him.
I did. Like, they gave him a slew of money.
Yeah, that was great. 3 years, $27 million, 18 guaranteed, I think it was.
Yeah. I'm not sure he's got 3 years left in the tank.
I know, he's 30. He wants to improve the inside game is what I forget who I was listening to. That's what they were talking about. It cracks me up. So I'm really hoping they get a wide receiver slide to him in the second round just to help out Deshaun, man. Need wide receivers and
O-line. Yeah, because he had to have been hating life when he heard that, you know, he just lost the best wide receiver in football, you know, for basically nothing in return.
Yeah, for a second-round pick in David Johnson.
So all kinds of movements today. I've seen the Falcons have officially released Devontae Freeman. You know, he's a former Noel, so, you know, he's got a place in my heart. But where's a good landing spot for him, you know, just off the top, where he may have some fantasy production, you know, as a number two back or even maybe the main guy? Where do you think he may find a home?
We kind of talked about this the other day, and I forget what group, but I don't think he's going to sign anywhere for a while. I think he's going to take the summer off, and when an injury happens, someone's going to give him a call. That way he don't have to worry about spring training or two-a-days or whatever they do now. And he can just take it off, and basically right before the season starts, when there's an injury happens, I think that's where he's going to sign. And because I don't think anyone's going to pay him anything right now.
Well, that's a great point because he could stay off of a team and skip the summer practices, keep himself healthy, and then like you just said, you know there's going to be an injury or somewhere. Somebody goes down, then he swoops in, and he skips all that and keeps himself healthier for that amount of time.
Yeah, that's like the veteran running back plan, I would think. Like, that's what I would do the older the running back gets because no one's going to pay you any money. So why not wait it out? You know, there's going to be injuries. How many running backs get injured every year? Tons of them. So
every day, every week you hear somebody going down.
Yeah, so he can, you know, and he kind of fits in, you know, anywhere really. I mean, he can have a three down skill set. I mean, he's not going to carry a full workload, but he can kind of do whatever you need him to do.
And I think that right there is kind of his calling card. I think that maybe him going forward is that third down, well, maybe second, third down role, because he can catch, give a guy a break, come in. But I'm not sure how much fantasy value I put on that for him going forward.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like, you know, maybe this year he'll find somewhere that, you know, carve out a little role for himself. At some point in time, if he stays healthy and signs in the right spot, he'll be fantasy relevant.
Right on. So now we've got a couple of spots here. Okay, so let's say that NFL Network was reporting that Tom Brady met with Bob Kraft last night. It didn't work out, so he said goodbye. The Colts have obviously now signed Philip Rivers. So what's your thoughts on Rivers, and who is the quarterback in New England now?
Yeah, no, the quarterback's been the fun spot, and there's still, what, 3-4, they got to go somewhere. I want to see where Cam goes now. I'm real excited about that. I mean, I like Rivers and Indy. You know, it's a good offense. I mean, really, Brissett, I think, would have been fine. He just kind of got, what, the end of the year, there was same thing there. There was nobody there. Brissett's not Kyler Murray, so he's not going to elevate the talent around him. So I guess, you know, Philip Rivers should somewhat more. So it should really help the offense, I think. But again, just if everyone stays healthy. I like the Brady land in the spot in Tampa too. I'm really excited for Godwin. I think that really helps him out, and if they can finally figure out how to use O.J. Howard.
Yeah, I like the potential of O.J. Howard now, maybe being a little bit more fantasy relevant because Tom Brady, you know, he leaned on Gronk for so many years. And obviously, they're two different, you know, skill sets at the tight end position. But O.J. Howard is definitely a viable option, and it may have helped his stock in tight end leagues.
Oh yeah, for sure. And watch out if they draft a pass catcher running back. If like Clyde Edwards-Helaire ends up there, he'd be like the second coming of James White.
Oh man, you're absolutely right. I never even thought of that.
That or if not, you know, whoever's on the roster, they got what, that Dare, I don't know how to say his last name, and Ronald Jones right now. So they could definitely use an upgraded position.
So late last night, like, I was laying in bed and my sleeper alert went off, and it said that the Vikings had dealt Stephon Diggs to the Bills. Immediately, you think, this is going to be good for Josh Allen, but is Josh Allen really going to be good for Stephon Diggs? Because we already seen Stephon Diggs get mad at Kirk Cousins when he couldn't get him the ball. So is this really going to be, you know, a good match for those guys in Buffalo?
I mean, I think it's going to help their whole offense. I think, number one, Josh Allen is just more fun to watch than Kirk Cousins. So
oh, yeah.
You can't get mad at him. He just might have to laugh at him sometimes, like, what the hell are you doing? But, I mean, I don't think this year you'll really see it, maybe. But I think next year you'll probably really see a pretty good connection with him because Josh Allen's still growing. I think this year kind of really probably helps John Brown. Like, John Brown doesn't have to face number one corners now. And he did pretty decent last year. With them, and then what, Cole Beasley in the slot, Dawson Knox, Devin Singletary in the back. I mean, it all sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it all sounds great, and I'm kind of with you on that as far as I think it may take a year for it to all, and you get this with a lot of receivers when they change teams like this. You know, OBJ is a perfect example. You know, they just didn't quite get it their first year, so it may take a little bit of time for them to gel together. And, you know, I'm probably like you. You probably have a couple of shares of Diggs. I have a share or two of Josh Allen. So, you know, as fantasy guys, we want this to work. And, you know, as Buffalo, I'm not a Buffalo fan, but, you know, I found myself rooting for them, you know, in the playoffs because they hadn't been there for so darn long. So, you know, I kind of want to see something good happen in Buffalo.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, when teams suck for a long time, you want to be good. Same reason everybody hates the Patriots. Like, when you're good for a decade, then everybody hates you. It's let someone else have a turn.
Let's talk about the movement going on with the Las Vegas Raiders. As I look down this list here, you know, on the Sleeper app, I see Jason Witten's going there. I see your boy Corey Littleton's going there. You know, the Raiders are making some moves in free agency, and, you know, I think they're helping themselves. Now, obviously, Witten's old, but, I mean, you know, he brings a Hall of Fame career with him from Dallas. So I think what they're doing in you know, in Vegas right now isn't hateful.
No, I like it, really. I mean, you could talk about your Cowboys more than I can, but what they got, Jeff Heath, they got Malik Collins. I mean, those are starters, right? Am I wrong?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So they're upgrades. They went from Tahir Whitehead to Corey Littleton. He's, from what I've seen, an upgrade. He should be eating there. I would assume in the draft they're really going to focus on offense is kind of my guess. I like the Mariota signing. Kind of gives Carr some competition and maybe gives him a chance to – I really like when guys that should be good that suck get to go somewhere else because, you know, it's like the second chance. Like, if they suck again, well, then you're done with them. But it might be what they need to fix their career.
Well, and, you know, John Gruden's always been good with quarterbacks. So if if he can take Mariota and Carr doesn't work out and maybe transform him into what he was the first couple of years, you know, in Tennessee, you know, that may be an upgrade for those guys. And, you know, who's to say, but a change of scenery, sometimes it makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah, Mariota got gun-shy, basically, is what it seemed like.
Well, I think he just lost his confidence. I think there at the last when he couldn't do anything right, and even when he did something right, it was like two steps forward and four steps back for that team there, you know, and it just couldn't get it. It just wasn't working anymore.
Yeah, I agree. I really wish the Titans hadn't re-signed Tannehill. I would love to see them get Jameis or something. That's why I want to see where's Jameis going.
Well, that's what I was going to bring up next was Ryan Tannehill because he's the quarterback there in Tennessee for the next couple of years. So I mean, I saw something where Jameis may end up in New England. I think that's a stretch, but you know, could it happen? I mean, could Belichick take a shot on Jameis Winston?
I mean, I wouldn't put it past him. He may end up being the cheapest one, him or Cam. Like, Cam's not wanted. What are you going to give me? It ain't going to cost very much. Jameis is passed by everybody else. So, you know, I wouldn't put it, either one of them past him.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a gigantic Jameis Winston fan. I know he went to FSU, but I've always said he's not my favorite Seminole. But, I mean, for him to go there under the tutelage of Belichick, and let's say he cuts those interceptions in half – you know, with some of the same numbers he had last year, that was a great year he had to take away them interceptions.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he could be great. He could lead the league in every quarterback category if he fixes his issues.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, maybe that LASIK surgery is going to get him straightened out.
I hope so, man. I got him on a couple spots.
So let's go to your Browns for a minute. And let's talk about a little IDP here. Kind of all over the place because this free agent thing's all over the place, but they lost Schobert and Kirksey.
Kirksey I could handle. Schobert I wasn't happy about. I mean, I didn't think they were gonna re-sign him, but I thought it was dumb not to. So now, like, what, Mack Wilson, he's our starting middle linebacker right now.
Yeah, but so I tell you what, he put up some decent numbers at the end of the last year fantasy wise.
Yeah, but Schobert, he was a pretty athletic guy, man. He was like, he didn't leave the field. I mean, he racked up tackle after tackle. And I mean, just, you want a guy that's around the ball that much.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was a nightmare some games. If you was going against him, you're like, man, I just hope he gets 5 or 6 and not 10 or 12 tackles against you.
Oh, yeah, I traded for him last year. I mean, he had like 50-point games. And, you know, of course, like, we got, you know, bonus heavy and higher scoring, but still. You know, he was the highest scorer on my team some weeks.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, he could just put up points on you and you just not even pay attention, and all of a sudden, Joe Schobert's just, he's hurt you for the week.
I know. But I think, where'd he go? He went to the Jaguars, right?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, see, that's a good spot for him, though. He's
Oh,
he goes from,
absolutely.
I mean, he's in a stronger defense, and that's his IDP numbers shouldn't suffer, I don't think.
I wouldn't think so, because he's a plug and play guy. He can pick up. He can go in there and pick up, and just I think he'll be fine week one as a starter, you know, in your fantasy lineup on IDP.
Yeah, and he's still young too. That's why the Browns are spending this money, which they signed. But Conklin, which was good, I understand, needed a tackle. They signed Hooper, fine. It says Stefanski ran the most two tight end set in the league last year, like up there with Herb Smith and Rudolph. So he wants to have two tight ends to use. But then you let your guys that are like homegrown go away.
Yeah.
That's what I don't get.
Yeah, I don't get it. I saw they lost them both, and I'm like, man, that's a lot of production, because I mean I've had them both in different fantasy runs, you know, in different leagues throughout the last few seasons, and I didn't hate either one of them, but I was like, man, they lost them both, so I guess they really are thinking Mac Wilson can do this for them.
I hope so. I mean, he's going to get the chance. I definitely think that, I don't know, maybe they signed a tackle, so they're going to draft a linebacker. I'm not sure who'd be available when they pick. McQueen, season number two, probably.
McQueen,
I can't remember his name.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah, so I don't. From what I've heard, no one's. It's like Isaiah Simmons in the first, and then that's probably it.
Well, it's like Isaiah Simmons, and then the rest of them is like just so far behind him, and they didn't write.
Yeah, exactly. So, I don't. Maybe in the second, I guess they could get a linebacker that's decent.
So with the Giants now getting Blake Martinez. And, you know, he has been a force in IDP leagues, you know, ever since he came into the league. Do we see the same Blake Martinez, since we were just talking about Kirksey as a plug-and-play guy? Do we see the same thing with Blake Martinez going to the Giants?
Yeah, I think it helps him, really. There were some times last year with the Packers. Of course, they signed, Preston Smith and Za'Darius Smith. Last year, and they end up being pretty good producers, and it kind of seemed to eat into Blake a little bit at times. So going here, like he's it, you know, he's the number one there. The because who's he replacing? I can't remember his name. Anyway, the guy he's replacing was just, you know, he had a good career younger, but then he was older and he was pretty much done. So I think it's really helps him. Plus, the Packers have some pretty some high picks on the defensive side. Oren Burks, who was like a second or third round pick, I can't remember which, he's a name, and there's a couple others I can't think of off the top of my head, but I think it really helps, especially the overall IDP landscape. Blake stays the top linebacker, and it gives someone else a chance to step up into that role. So that's whoever ends up getting that spot, that's someone to keep an eye out for too.
Oh, without a doubt. So was this kind of a no-brainer? This was kind of – everybody saw this coming. Drew Brees going to re-sign with the Saints. That was no shock to anyone. 2 years, $50 million. What that does is that makes Teddy Bridgewater expendable, and he's now going to Carolina. So I personally love this because I was so worried that my one and only share of Teddy Bridgewater was just going to be for naught. But now, you know, they're bringing him in to be the starting quarterback. I love this for Christian McCaffrey still, as not only, you know, the runner but the pass catcher. I love it for Bridgewater as a chance to, you know, finally that's his team. Now you don't have to worry about Brees or Taysom Hill. I like it for everybody, you know, on that offense, as long as he can stay healthy. What's your thoughts on Bridgewater?
I like him. Curtis Samuel's screwed. Let's see. Did you hear what Teddy Bridgewater's average depth of target was last year?
I did not.
It's like 6.8 yards. McCaffrey's like just – he's going to eat, man. Him, DJ Moore, Ethan Thomas. I think Curtis Samuels lets me like run in wind sprints. and you know, he'll catch him here and there just to keep the defense honest, but it ain't going to be a lot, I don't think, from what it seems.
Very good point. Very good point. I didn't know that it was that low, but it does make you think that McCaffrey definitely doesn't lose anything, you know, by losing Cam as quarterback.
Yeah, I don't think so. Plus, he's going into the same offense with Joe Brady, I think, is if I'm right.
Correct.
It's the Saints offense. So he's comfortable in it. If he's the guy who's hopefully learned from Sean Payton and is smart enough to utilize everyone. Because, I mean, they're all, like, quick receivers. Like, they're all athletic, quick receivers. Like, there's a lot of speed on the field with the Panthers. So if they could just run, you know, a lot of crossing patterns and just the short things that he's good at, I mean, it could be a great offense. Be a lot of yak.
Oh, for sure, for sure. This next one I want to talk about, this intrigues me a little bit, and I'm not exactly sure how I feel about it yet. I haven't really had a chance to really, you know, let it kind of sink in so I can think about it. But the Dolphins grab Jordan Howard from the Bears, and the Eagles, excuse me. And you got to think, he's definitely the best running back they've got now because they had just absolute nothing last year. But is he going to be, you know, can he be a bell cow back, you know, in Miami? Are they bringing somebody in to help him? Or, because, I mean, what they've got isn't helping.
Yeah, he's definitely not a bell cow. I mean, he's a solid player. He's like, he'll hang around for a while because he does his job, and he's like, you know, he's average. He's not going to, you know, he'll break off. You know what, last year he had the one big game, had like, what, two touchdowns and like 200 yards or something. So you give him a chance, he's going to be fine. But this kind of shows me that, okay, they got their first and second down back. Now they need a third round back. So you look at, like, the best ones in the draft, and my assumption is either they're going after Swift or Edwards-Helaire. So you pair them with Jordan Howard, you end up getting, like, the Miles Sanders-Jordan Howard of last year with the Eagles, and it works out good. I mean, that's where most of the running back situations are going. Like, you're going to have two main ones at least.
No, absolutely. I love that whole Jordan Howard and DeAndre Swift possibility. I think that would be a great compliment, for the Miami Dolphins. And not only that, but it also help, you know, transition not only the running game but the passing game too, and open things up because you've got a threat there in the backfield. There was no threat at the running game from Miami last year, I mean, at all.
You forget Patrick Laird, man.
I did not forget Patrick Laird. Oh, that's funny.
But, yeah, the Dolphins, I really like a lot of stuff they're doing, especially on defense, man. They added, what, Byron Jones with Xavier Howard now. Who else they signed? Vinoy, Shaq Lawson, Manuel Ogba. Somebody else I'm forgetting.
Yeah, it's definitely going to look different. Miami Dolphins are going to look different this year than they did last year, for sure.
Oh, yeah, plus three first-round picks. Imagine if they can add, like, Tua and another receiver and an O-line, I don't know, maybe two O-line, something like that. They'd be looking pretty decent.
So we're going to talk a little bit about my Cowboys. I'm trying not to so much, but, I mean, they exclusively franchise tag Dak, which freed up money for Amari Cooper, who got paid a boatload.
Yeah.
But I still go back to you franchise tag Dak Prescott, and there's still a chance that he holds out if he doesn't get a deal done. So that's a gamble that they're taking, and if their gamble doesn't pay off, you're looking at Cooper Rush playing quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, that would suck. But I do have him in a real deep league, so it might work out for me. But I assume they're going to pay him. You know, they're going to pay who they want, which, I don't know. I still think it was a mistake to pay Zeke. I would have just said, nope, you can take the year off.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, he's been in the league 4 years now. And, you know, we've seen a little bit of regression every year. And, I mean, he had a decent year last year, but not like we would expect from Zeke. The O-line is starting to get a little bit older, and they've been banged up. So now you're relying on Dak, who relies on Zeke. But at least you've got Cooper and Gallup, and I saw a mock somewhere, I'm not sure who it was, I saw a mock that had somebody giving CeeDee Lamb to Dallas in the first round. That would be fantastic.
There's no way. They ain't gonna get a receiver in the first.
They
Gallup
can't.
is as good as you.
Yeah, I
can see
it.
Jerry Jones doing it.
Yeah, I saw it, but I was like, I don't know, because especially now they lost Jeff Heath, they lost Byron Jones, and they was weak in the secondary anyway. I think that just screams they're going defensive back in the first round.
Yeah, that's what I've seen. Whatever top defensive backs on the board, safety, corner, that's where they're going. That's what I hear anyway.
But I guess the end of the question is at the end of the year last year, Dallas needed to win one game, and they couldn't win the game, and then they was relying on the Eagles to win a game for them, and you can't rely on somebody else. But they was one win away from the division, and it's like so close but yet so far away. And I'm still going to go back to this whole thing that I've been preaching on for two seasons now. I'm not a big Dak Prescott fan. I just don't think he's the guy. So what – you tell me what – where am I wrong and what makes him the guy in Dallas?
Oh, man. I mean, I don't – he's good fantasy just because he uses his legs some. if you're talking like real life, I mean, he's an upper half at least quarterback. He's young. They got him on, a 30-year deal. He's been starting and playing for, 2-3 years now. So, I mean, he deserves to get paid. But I guess what are your other options? It's a trade, let him walk, trade for Cam, sign Jameis, try and draft somebody. You know, what's the better option?
Yeah, I mean, in Dallas, I mean, he's the best option in Dallas. And now he's got his core around him still. So, I mean, you just hope that they can make the defensive moves. And their defense wasn't bad. Their secondary let them down, but their front four was good. Their linebackers were great, and when they could stay healthy. But, I'm trying to figure out how Dallas can get that one or two more wins, and put them over. Because, here's the thing. The one win they needed to get to win the division was really not the point. Because they were going to lose in the first round of the playoffs because they just weren't a good football team. So they've got to do something to make themselves better. And I just don't know if Dak's that guy. I mean, I want to believe in him because I'm a Cowboy fan, but I just don't.
Yeah, I mean, he's not spectacular. I mean, his numbers are good, though. So there's definitely a side to say that he is that good and he can be that guy. I think maybe what – issue you may see is like in the big game, can you win the big game? You can do good all year, but when it comes time, when the bright lights come on, then what are you?
Oh, without a doubt. And the big game is where they need you to show up. Okay, they didn't need you to show up and throw for 300 and three touchdowns against Miami. Okay, they needed you to show up the last two or three games of the season when it really mattered.
Right. I hear you. At that point, I would be relying on him and Amari and Zeke, in my O-line. Like, that's what's going to win me the game because I don't have as much invested in the defense. So they need to piece together a defense that's good enough, and, they need to turn their offense up.
Oh, without a doubt. Okay, so I'm going to put you on the spot here real quick. And, this is all off the cuff. We didn't rehearse any of this. This is just, us reacting to – free agent frenzy this last couple of days here. So I'm going to put you on the spot. Off the top of your head, with all the movements we've seen, and you can actually go ahead and put Tom Brady on the Buccaneers, theoretically, with all the movement, okay, what player does this help the most that you can think of off the top of your head with these players moving, what player who stayed on a team does this help the most?
Oh, it stayed on a team. Let's see.
Yeah, like such and such person going to this team helps this person tremendously. Who do you think? Because I got a guy in my mind, and I want to see if you think it's the same person.
Oh, man, that's a tough one. I haven't even thought about that. I mean, first off the top of my head, it would be like Drake or Fuller just right now. But, I mean, Houston's going to draft somebody. Drake, I mean, he's gonna be an RB1.
Oh yeah,
I mean, easy.
Yeah,
he could be a top five RB next year.
The guy that I think it helps the most is Kyler Murray, because his second year in that system with an actual you know, legit all-pro wide receiver, if they grab a couple offensive linemen, I think the possibilities for him could just be just phenomenal with his running ability.
Yeah, he's already people are loving him more than Deshaun. He's QB3 now in fantasy. Last year, I'll tell you a quick story. Last year in a startup I did, it was a Superflex League, and I took Kyler Murray over Carson Wentz and got ridiculed for it, which was fine. But I knew I was going to suck. So now I got the number 2 overall pick, and I got Kyler Murray, who's now more valuable than Carson Wentz.
That is how it's done, and that is why you are the guru of fantasy football. All right, I got one more question, and Brian, I'm going to let you get out of here for the night. Can Tom Brady be the guy to get Tampa into a deep run into the playoffs?
Oh yeah, man, he's gonna be great. It's gonna be like his big FU season. It's gonna be good. You want to own some Tampa Bay guys because he wants to show what he can do. That was kind of what I heard through Twitter and whatever is, you know, if he wanted to stay in New England, you know, he would have stayed. Like, they would have let him figure it out, whatever. But they didn't do anything. You know, I mean, they drafted N'Keal Harry, which is fine. They drafted Sony Michel, which was stupid. But he's just done. He's like, nope, I'm done. I'm just going somewhere that's already set up.
He just said he wanted to explore what was out there on free agency, and that's what he did.
Yeah, that's a great situation to walk into. And if they add, you know, any kind of good, decent running back, whoever, you know, there's probably 6 or 7 they add are going to be just skyrocket in value.
Oh, yeah. If they could get, I mean, I don't know if they can now with paying him $30 million, but if they could get Melvin Gordon to come to Tampa, look out.
Yeah, I've not heard where he's going. But, yeah, that'll be interesting to see where he ends up, too.
Yeah, man. All right, Brian, we'll let you get out of here. Thank you for your time. I look forward to a great season with you here on the Hitman Podcast. And we'll talk to you soon, man. Thank you.
Had a lot of fun. Can't wait till tomorrow.
Heck yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. We'll see you. Talk to you soon.
Later, man.
Later. And with that, we'll wrap up the season premiere of the Hateful Hitman Podcast. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Brian Wickham, find him on Twitter at BWick50. He's going to be with me all season. His insight is phenomenal. His fantasy football mind is just one of the best I've ever been around. Check him out on Twitter. Follow him all season long on the Hitman Podcast. My name is Chris Strasbaugh. I hope you enjoyed that. Free Agent Frenzy is in full effect. Find the show on Podbean, Stitcher, Spreaker, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Pod, wherever you find it. I do appreciate it. Enjoy Free Agent Frenzy. Hit me up on Twitter with some questions. I'll be happy to answer them. Until next time, see you later from the Hitman's Hideout.